Okay, we're recording.
Unless you hear.
Good afternoon. My name is Donna Marie Collins. I'm here in examiner that will preside over this afternoon's hearing. It's a request to amend and approve plan development. The case number is CCI 2018-10018. All testimony and evidence that we accept during these hearings must be under oath. Therefore, anyone that will be testifying today or submitting exhibits and evidence, I ask that you please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm the testimony and evidence you enter into the record today will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I assume there's still no members of the public present? All right, well then, we'll just begin. Thank you.
So for the record, my name is Paula McMichael, Director of Planning for Home Montana. As he said, the request before you is an amendment to an existing commercial plan development known as Harborwood Village. I have with me the applicant, Elias Fasolaros from DPTA Associates Limited, and Ted Trees from TR Transportation Consultants.
Okay, please pull the microphone close to your face. Thank you.
I told you not to touch. I've previously been qualified as an expert in comprehensive planning and land use planning. And Mr. Treese has previously been qualified as an expert in traffic engineering and transportation planning. Our resumes are on file, and we would ask to be accepted as an expert.
Yes, please proceed.
And now I'd like to submit the exhibits for the record. We did submit a 48-hour letter with our exhibit list. I'd just like to submit those.
Yes, please. And you have a paper copy of this PowerPoint. Thank you.
So I've handed you as Exhibit 1, the PowerPoint presentation. Exhibit 2 is Option A of our Master Concept Plan. And Exhibit 3 is Option C of our Master Concept Plan. And also, as we stated in our 48-hour email that I sent to your staff, we have no objection for the staff report for the current service staff. So just to orient you to where the site is located, it's at the intersection of Daniels Parkway and Treeline Avenue. This is an existing commercial plan development. It was originally approved in 2006. It's just east of the SDOT rest area on Daniels Parkway. The entire commercial plan development totals approximately 68 acres. The requested amendment affects a portion of the existing CPD, the anchor parcel, and out parcel number 2, which is outlined in red on the area. Zoom you a little bit closer into the site. The Arborwood Village CPD is partially developed. 3 of the out parcels have been developed. There's a racetrack gas station. And there's a bank at the corner and another bank along Treeline Avenue. And all infrastructure in the commercial plan development has been built, so all the roadways, preserves, stormwater management lakes have all been constructed. Future land use designation of the site is general interchange. To the west is public facilities, the SDOT rest area. To the north is urban community. To the east is the city of Fort Myers, one of the northern portions, and to the south, the area designated as trade port. So surrounding zoning, the rest area is zoned Ag 2. The property to the north has an industrial zoning designation, and the properties to the east and south are conventional zoning districts for the majority, along with conventional commercial zoning districts, along with one mixed-use plan development. The properties to the south are mostly sold. There's restaurants, a hotel, or CVS, the gas station on the south side of Daniels Parkway. So the specific request language is on the slide. The anchor parcel was originally contemplated as a big box store, probably a Walmart. It's no longer the case. And they're looking at adding uses for developers that are interested in this location. So the applicant would like to add three uses: car sales, indoor storage, and an assisted living facility option on a portion of the anchor parcel, and to increase the number of hotel rooms from 120 to 300. So as part of the car sales, they anticipate a parking garage, either something like a Carvana vending machine, or just a parking garage along with the car sales. And again, we'd like to note we're not proposing any changes to the existing site layout, to the stormwater preserves, roadways. Those all remain the same. To go over briefly the project history, again, this was rezoned originally to a commercial plan development in 2006. It allowed for over 300,000 square feet of commercial office and or retail, up to 120 hotel rooms. And the hotel was allowed at 12 stories, 130 feet. There were four subsequent administrative amendments to that resolution. And then in 2018, that original zoning resolution and the amendments were rescinded and replaced by zoning resolution D15037A. So what's currently allowed on the site is 250,000 square feet of retail commercial, 42,000 square feet of office, 10,000 square feet of essential services, 120 hotel rooms, and up to 153 multifamily dwelling units, or the density equivalent of assisted living units. So this is the approved master concept plan in option A. The dwelling units, assisted living facility units, were allowed here on track one within the Worthington parcel, which is the northern portion of the Arborwood Village CCD. So again, we're talking about the anchor parcel and all parcel number two.
So is there already a development order on the northern parcel for residential development?
No.
Okay.
It's just that the anchor parcel is about 11 acres and this is about 2 acres. Again, the approved project intensity, 130,000 square feet of retail, 120 hotel on the anchor parcel, and then commercial and office allocated to the out parcel. We also noticed they have a land use conversion matrix. We were told early on in this process by staff that they would not support using this matrix in order to get the additional hotel room. Since we were adding uses going through this process already, we decided to ask for the additional hotel room to outright. So this is our proposed master concept plan in option A. Very minor revisions to this. Parcels we're talking about. So the project intensity changes from 120 bed hotel to 300 bed hotel. And we've added this note, which is basically to say we cannot build 130,000 square feet and a 300 bed hotel. We can build up to 130,000 square feet of retail, we can build up to 300 bed hotel, we can build some combinations, but we can't do the maximum. And this option A, master concept plan, is exhibit 2. This is approved master concept plan in option B that shows the residential within the northern portion of Worthington property. It's just to show you where our next master concept plan is option C. There was already an option B. This is exhibit 3. This shows the assisted living facility option for the anchor parcel. So basically the anchor parcel is split into three parcels. 1B becomes the assisted living facility, 4-acre parcel. General interchange future land use category allows 14 dwelling units per acre. So 4 acres times 14, 56 standard dwelling units. And we're asking for the assisted living facility units allowed subject to the density equivalent in the LDC. The open space did change slightly with the addition of the 4 acres residential. So residential is calculated 40% rather than 30%. So we have a total open space provided of 7.93 rather than 7.53. So the open space goes up slightly with option C. These are proposed property development regulations for the assisted living facility. And these are consistent with those approved for the multifamily residential in Tract 1 and subject option B. And I would ask Ted to cover the trip generation condition within the staff report.
Real quick, Ted Shreesh, TO Transportation Consultants. Because there's so many different options, you know, now with three potential master concept, or three master concept plans with different uses and combinations, we went round and round several times with Marcus Evans and staff regarding ensuring that we were analyzing the worst case in terms of trip generation. So that's what's shown on the screen and is contained in this condition 21 in the staff report. That the overall trip generation of the project cannot exceed the trip generation as outlined in our traffic study, which included these uses that are on the screen and are included in condition 21 of the staff report. And then he also added condition 21C, which outlines five criteria which we would, which the applicants would need to provide at the time of the development order, just in terms of a tracking mechanism for staff to be able, even though they can do this in-house, but if it will be part of the application that the applicant provides as part of the DO application, where they identify what's been constructed, what's being proposed, and then what's remaining to be.
So does this require the TIS to be an exhibit to the resolution? Because I noticed that the external trip generation number is not reflected in the condition.
That's correct. The number is not. And one reason it's not is because trip generation can change depending upon the most recent version of the ITE trip generation report. For instance, a year and a half ago, the 10th edition came out. So projects that we did prior to that were based on the 9th edition. So in our opinion, I don't think a number needs to be put in there because it's just subject to the trip generation that's available on the most recent ITE trip generation report.
Okay,
thank you for clarifying that.
Through clean plan consistency. So we agree with the discussion provided in the staff report. This is, in, again, the general interchange area, some of the uses that are listed, hotels. But because of their location, these interchange uses permit a broad range of land uses, including multifamily dwelling units. Traffic impacts and access points are unchanged with this request. We have provided additional buffering. I should say there is a condition of resolution right now that requires additional buffering along Daniels Parkway as well as Treeland Avenue. I was previously committed to changing that condition. And the proposed uses are consistent with those anticipated by the future land use category. So generally, the proposed development is in an appropriate location served by adequate public facilities. We're not changing preserves. There's no additional impact to the environment. Will not result in an increase in traffic generation based on the condition put into the resolution. The commercial plan development abuts a Lee Tran bus route, but there's a bus stop on the north side of Daniels Parkway adjacent to the racetrack gas station. So both commercial and residential development have been previously found to be appropriate in this location, compatible with adjacent land uses. The subject property is not within an airport noise zone. The proposed assisted living facility, if the project is developed under that scenario, will abut lake and preserve areas of the site, providing access to open space. So again, traffic impact, access points are not changing, and we've already committed to additional buffering along Daniels Parkway. Hopefully this is the correct question. So the applicant is consistent with the uses and densities allowed by the general interchange future land use designation.
Okay, you know, these aren't the findings, right?
I swore I could have get checked, but
okay,
I apologize if it's not correct. We are consistent with the land use plan as well as the land development code. The uses will be compatible. There is adequate public facility. We're not affecting any environmentally critical or sensitive areas. So the proposed mix of uses is appropriate, and the recommended conditions are sufficient to protect the public interest. We're not requesting any new deviation. So staff has recommended approval. The request has been found to be compliant with the lead plan and the LDC. There's available and adequate infrastructure. The uses and density are appropriate. We're in agreement with staff on all findings and conditions, and we would respectfully request your recommendation.
Basically, what we're doing is we're taking an approved plan development and we're expanding the array of uses that can be developed on two of the parcels within the project.
Correct.
And it's going to remain capped by the chip generation rates of the previous array of approvals.
Correct.
And there's going to be a tracking of development, chip generation to keep it in line with that cap.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Does that conclude your presentation?
That concludes my presentation.
Sharam, I'm ready for you.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Sharam Vedansu from the County Zoning. My resume is on file. I was recognized as expert in zoning and land use issues. I would like to be recognized.
Yes, please.
As Mr. Michael stated, this is just a small amendment to a portion of a plan development, an existing plan development in place since 2006. And basically, they are adding some uses and increasing the number of hotel rooms from 1.2 to 300. And for the vehicle and equipment dealer group one, which is a car dealership, as you can see, we added, includes multi-level parking display structure, because she talked about those vending machines for cars, and I didn't know how to, what to call it, so I called it display structure. And the project is within the general interchange future land use development. They are not asking for any new deviation. The conditions of approval, previous conditions of approval, they always stay in place, and we just modified some of the conditions a little bit and added one condition regarding chip generation, and mosquito control asked us to have a condition for them so they notify mosquito control from they are building something there. So we added that condition. We removed blasting condition and added new development standards and regulations. They are in full compliance with the lead plan requirements and land development code as amended. And staff recommends approval subject to all staff conditions. We are hoping to present and replace the previous resolution with a new one. So all conditions and everything is brought into this resolution, to this staff report. So we have a one clean resolution for the development.
Okay. So then new resolution will include the codified conditions of approval, deviations, and three-page master concept plan with three options.
Correct.
reserve pending development order in connection with any of the parcels that are the subject of this zoning?
I'm sorry?
Is there a pending development order application in connection with either the anchor parcel or parcel two?
I did not see any pending development order.
Okay, anything further?
No.
Okay, thank you very much for coming. It's a very straightforward request. I handled the last amendment to this project, so it shouldn't take me much time to complete. I do have a case before you that I must complete, but then this will be the very next case that I will work on. Thank you.
Okay. Is that on your list? This is going to be what, four? Kind of through the same exhibit, which is 24 by 36 instead of 7 by 5. If you don't think we need the microphone.
No, I'll take it.
You need to hold it.
Yes.